And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's been a long time since we had a chance to sit behind the microphone and spend a Thursday afternoon with you live here on KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen, and glad to be back on Terra Firma here in the United States of America. What a great country we are. And I know that if you watch the news, you may be persuaded otherwise, but we're going to bring you back from the brink, and we'll refill your faith in the wonderful state of the United States of America. Now, I must say that having spent 45 days overseas and away from the country, it does make it a little bit, there's a little anxiety there to watch what goes on in the United States and recognize that people around the world really see only a very small microcosm of what goes on in our country. Well, I can tell you that we, the United States, the Americans, we get the same darn thing when it comes to the state of Israel. And since I spent the good largest portion of my 45 days away in the state of Israel, I will have a chance to report back to you firsthand what goes on in that amazing little country. I had the unique opportunity to be there on Election Day. And if you think Election Day in America is one for the books, Israel has one too, and it is it's really something else. Also, while we were away, we gave birth. That's right. We started another radio station. And so we're going to tell you all about Badass Blues when we get a little bit further into the hour. And then finally, we are going to talk about the idiots in Congress. The idiots in Congress. There are 435 members of the House of Representatives, and I don't think there is enough litmus paper left to do a saliva test on all of these people. They're insane. And how they behave and how that reflects on people overseas is something that you just have to sit down with folks that are not from America and listen to what they have to say about how we are portrayed out in the world. Well, that's what we're going to deal with here on the roundtable. So we're going to talk about Israel. We're going to talk about Badass Blues. And we're going to talk about the idiots in Congress. What better way to spend your Thursday than with us right here on 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and KQ&A 1130 AM streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Worry-free luxury. That's Buick. That's also the experience you'll have with Finley Buick GMC in Prescott. 2019 Buick Enclave, MSRP $47,530. Less $6,700 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a low $4,802. Or take 0% APR financing for 60 months. 2019 Buick Envision, MSRP $34,905. Less $7,900 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a low $26,970. Or 0% APR financing for 72 months. 2019 Buick Encore, MSRP $26,045. Less $8,000 in discounts, and your Finley Buick price is a jaw-dropping $17,996 or 0% APR financing for 72 months. We guarantee to better any other Buick dealer price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick in Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Stock B42897, B41398, B42701.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And once again, joining me here in the studio is Chuck Roberts. And Chuck, I just wanted to first of all tell you and the listeners thank you very much for sitting in for me for the last month and a half. We tried to schedule as many East Coast Diamondbacks games as we could, and we got a few of those in there.
It was wonderful, I enjoy and have an opportunity to visit some of the folks that are in this area. We had Tom Thurman on, and I had a lady on who's the head of the Arizona Downs, talked about their opening weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and this weekend they're having a crab leg eating contest for the Preakness. But when you right before you left, you talked about the election in Israel, and you suggested that there would be a badass beating a candy. And I think you called it.
That pretty much is the way it went. And you know, the parliamentary system in Israel is it's fascinating, because here you have the press in Israel talking about how Bibi Netanyahu is literally clinging by a hair to his position as prime minister, and that they're counting the seats in the parliament that are attributable to the Likud party, which is Netanyahu's party, and the Blue and White party, which used to be the old Labor party, and Benny Gantz, a former army commander who was their candidate. And sure enough, they finished pretty much dead even. They each had about 37 seats in the parliament, but Netanyahu, being the superior networker that he is, did have a lot of the other parties already locked up in a coalition.
One of the things that I need you to make clear to everybody is the fact that you have to have a coalition in order to maintain control of the legislature there. And
right.
And they have how many coalitions?
Oh gosh, there must be, you know,
a dozen?
14 parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some parties will elect as few as three delegates.
But you need those, you know, so Netanyahu wants to get those three, and then there's another party has five, and.
Well, and you want to have 50% plus one at least. And I think what he ended up with was something like 57 to 49. So, I mean, he had a clear majority in the Knesset. And so a number of the things that were talked about and made it over here to the United States, number one was the rockets that were being sent out of Gaza into Israel. And people were wondering, I was getting text messages from people saying, you know, are you guys okay? And, you know, hey, we didn't hear them, we didn't see them, we didn't smell them. They were, you know, 90 miles away from where we were in Tel Aviv. You know, the rocket fire did go to places like Ashdod and Ashkelon, which are, you know, fairly sizable cities. We're talking about cities that, you know, have 80 to 100,000 people in them. So this is not a small thing. And the retaliation on behalf of the Israelis was certainly appropriate under the circumstances. What I don't understand and what I still can't figure out even to this day is why the people from Hamas think that shooting rockets into Israel is going to get them anywhere. You know, it literally undermines any argument that the Palestinian Authority has over trying to gain any kind of autonomy in the West Bank. You know, at one point, the Israeli government controlled both the West Bank area and Gaza, and it was Ariel Sharon, the old general that, as prime minister, presided over the giving away of territory for peace. They basically took 9,000 Jews and removed them, sometimes forcibly, from Gaza, and so. This is what they got. They got autonomy, but they didn't get peace. What they got was rockets, which is why this will never happen with the West Bank. What Netanyahu is talking about doing is annexing the West Bank into the state of Israel, which is kind of it's kind of a mixed message because technically, that whole area is inside the state of Israel already. So just imagine here in the United States if you had, you know, some people from outside of the U.S. that took over a couple of states and had all their people in these two states and they wanted to secede from the country and form their own country. Well, that's basically what what they call themselves, Palestinians, what these people are. But that really isn't how this area came to be. When Israel declared its independence in 1948, this area was divided into what became Arab Palestine and Jewish Palestine, with the dividing line being the Jordan River. And so east of the Jordan River became Transjordan, or eventually Jordan. The Hashemite Kingdom was established by the British because they had control over this entire area, having won it from the Ottoman Turks in the early 1900s. And then due to the Balfour Declaration in 1917, followed by the Sykes-Picot Agreement in 1925 and the League of Nations, this called for a homeland for the Jewish people and Jewish Palestine. And basically that agreement was scheduled to run out, and David Ben-Gurion and the people running Israel prior to independence literally were under the clock. Once that document expired, it had 25 years. Once that document expired, they could declare independence, but they would have no legal standing in international law to do so. So that's when they decided, you know, they knew that all the Arab countries were going to all simultaneously attack them. And so they had to make a decision. And 10 people literally met at Independence Hall in Tel Aviv. And the vote, which was to either wait or to declare the independence, the vote was 6-4 in favor of declaring the independence. Well, they declared it. The United States, via Harry Truman, recognized the state of Israel about 20 minutes later. Everybody else fell into line. The very next day, all five Arab states surrounding Israel attacked them militarily. And what happened was the Jordanian army came across the Jordan River and pushed the Israelis back to what became the 1949 armistice lines. It's not a border. It's just a ceasefire line. And so the Israelis withdrew to that point, and then the Jordanians held that territory until 1967. During the 19 years that they held that area, they expelled a number of immigrants that had come from all over the Middle East to work for the Hashemite kingdom building up Jordan. These people were deemed to be disloyal to the king, had plotted to overthrow the king, and so they were kicked out and put into this area west of the Jordan River, the West Bank of the Jordan River, and literally occupied that land until Jordan again attacked Israel in 1967 in the Six-Day War, and they lost. Israel actually pushed all the way to even the other side of the Jordan River when they won, but retreated back to the Jordan River, and then you've got all these people now that Jordan has dumped into the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. That's where Jews come from Judea. This is where Jericho is and where Bethlehem is, and, you know, these are all, you know, this is all ancient Israel. Well, you've got all these Arabs and people from around the Middle East, from Cyprus and Crete and, you know, all over the Mediterranean that have settled here. And so what do you do with them? Well, Moshe Dayan, who was the supreme commander of Israel in 1967, he was a softy. Because literally they had expelled the Jews from all the Arab states when Israel declared their independence. There were, you know, a million Jews in Iraq and Iran, in Lebanon and Syria, and they were all expelled, and they all, you know, went to Israel. Well, Israel should have just gone ahead and done the same thing and just expelled all the Arabs out of the West Bank and just taken it over, because they had won it back in the battle against Jordan in the Six-Day War. But they decided they're going to do the humanitarian thing, and they're going to allow these people to live in peace and harmony side by side in the new in Israel, and reclaim the border at the Jordan River. Well, these people were not into that. This is when Yasser Arafat first came to power in the late 60s, and then started the first intifada, the second intifada. This is where suicide bombers started coming into Israel, blowing themselves up in the marketplace. And finally, the Israelis said, you know, enough of this. They put up a fence. And they put that fence all around the West Bank. They had a couple of checkpoints, but basically they fenced these guys in. And guess what happened to the suicide bombings? They stopped. So if you want to know whether or not a wall is effective, just ask the Israelis. A wall is effective. And the Israeli economy has just taken off like gangbusters. There's real estate being built all over the country. They've even started building in the areas that were considered to be quote unquote occupied Palestinian territory. Well, it's occupied by the Palestinians, actually. But they built these settlements. They're called settlements, but they're cities. They're not like, you know, enclaves of tents and things like that. These are high rises with shopping centers and industrial parks. These are full cities. Ma'ale Adumim is a settlement. It's on the other side of the checkpoint. It's in the, you know, it's in the West Bank area. You need to go through the checkpoint in order to get there and everything. But it's a Jewish community, 60,000 people. And so what Benjamin Netanyahu wants to do is annex that into Israel, redraw the armistice line, and then move the checkpoint a little bit further out, make the PA's territory a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller. And eventually, there may be a generation of these Palestinians that will wake up and decide, you know what, I want to have prosperity just like everybody around us.
Yeah.
And so they will be able to build their communities. Now, granted, people don't realize that the folks that live in the West Bank, they think they like live like paupers, like, you know, they're living in the streets or something. If you go to hotels.com and look up 5-star hotels in Ramallah in the West Bank, there's pages of 5-star hotels. These people live normal lives just like everybody else. Name a freedom that the people in the Palestinian territories don't have. The only freedom they don't have is they don't have the freedom to move into Israel. And, you know, until you can tell me you're not going to blow me up, you got to stay right where you are. That's kind of the way it is right now. So we really enjoyed our visit to Israel. We were there for Holocaust Remembrance Day at 10 o'clock in the morning. A siren sounds and everybody in the entire country comes to a standstill, gets out of their car right in the middle of the freeway, yeah, and stands next at full attention until the siren is over. I have a 2-minute video of what it looked like from outside the balcony of my apartment in Tel Aviv. We were also there for Passover, which, you know, is a huge thing. Passover, funny thing is, Passover is a big, you know, a big holiday, of course, but in Israel, all the government buildings close for Passover. I mean, it's like Christmas here. You know, everything closes. The whole country is run on the Jewish calendar. You know, so anybody that wants to try to claim that Israel is like a secular society, they don't know Israel. It's not secular at all. The government runs according to the Jewish calendar, and it ain't secular at all.
It was kind of interesting because this year, Passover, Good Friday, and Easter all came on the same weekend. And so it was quite interesting to see how everybody kind of melds with that.
Yeah, it's funny, too. You know, a couple of friends of ours from here joined us for a couple of weeks while we were there, and we showed them around. And they wanted to go on a tour to Bethlehem, and we told them we can't go. You can go, but they won't allow us to go in. The Palestinians don't allow Jews in their country. Country in their area. It's not a country. It's their part of the world. Okay. They stole it. Anyway, and they kind of didn't believe us. They thought maybe we were, you know, trying to hype the situation. Well, when they went, their tour guide had to stay behind and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I'm Jewish. I can't go with you on the tour." So, you know, they kind of got a little dose of reality, which, you know, it's kind of interesting. I got to take a quick break.
Oh, wow.
But we're going to talk about badass blues when we come back. That is
from one badass to another.
A new radio station. You can hear it anywhere in the world. That's what's so badass about it. So stay tuned. More coming up here on Talk of the Town. And then we're going to talk about the idiots in Congress a little bit later on.
We don't have time.
We're going to take names. They read the whole Mueller report. We're going to read a list of all the idiots in Congress. It's going to take the rest of the hour. All right. We're going to be back with more live on Talk of the Town. KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. We're going to switch things up a little bit and talk about the idiots in Congress.
Maybe
it'd be easier to just talk about the smart people in Congress and then you can figure everybody else. But coming from, you know, overseas and watching the ridiculous passion play that went on with regard to Attorney General Barr and Jerry Nadler, the House Oversight Committee Chairman. I found his conduct, Nadler's conduct, and still do to this moment, to be totally offensive. It's offensive to me as an intelligent human being to think that, and we have videotape of Nadler in the Clinton days with Ken Starr saying, oh, we don't want to release the report. Nobody should see the report. This needs to remain confidential. Well, now it's on the, now Nadler's like, well, we're going to put the attorney general under contempt and throw him in prison because he didn't put out the report as fast as Fat Jerry would have liked it. Fathead Jerry Nadler. What an idiot. And now, and the thing is, it's just like everything else in politics these days. 50% of the people in the country think Nadler is a courageous, crusader for the truth. The other 50% thinks he's a blithering idiot. And it shows that there really isn't much common ground between the two political trains of thought. But the bottom line is, 99% of that report was released with very, very slight redactions. Very slight.
Well, they said grand jury information.
And by law, you cannot reveal grand jury testimony.
And he said, well, you know, we can read it. And I'm thinking, you guys couldn't keep a secret, in a day, all of that would have been leaked by somebody who wanted to get their face in front of CNN.
So all this is, All this is political theater designed to divert your attention from what really is going on, and that is this whole government-sponsored undermining of the Trump administration. Now, I happen to think that the policies of the Trump administration have been very good. Behavior, yeah. Not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, the thing is, if you're gonna make a souffle, you gotta crack a few eggs, and that's basically the way the way Donald Trump operates. But the point being is that he's had the guts to do things like move the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. There's no other country in the world, if not the history of the world, that has had to fight to establish its capital.
You mean Philadelphia is not the capital anymore?
Why is it anybody else's business where Israel puts the capital? I just don't get it. Anyway, Trump says, the heck with that, let's just do it. China has been soaking us for generations on the trade thing, and so now Trump is talking about tariffs. Now, as an economist, I don't like tariffs, but it is one of the few weapons you have if you have a trading partner that's not playing fair. and the Chinese have not played fair for the longest time. And so while it may be a little scary and a little painful, it all depends on what media you consume. It's really not as bad as what some people will make you think it is. And there may be, you may have to pay a little bit more for something for the time being, but eventually the Chinese know that we are their most lucrative market, and they will eventually make the necessary changes to allow more American goods to be sold in China. That's what this is all about. China, we have given China amazing access to our markets. People buy Chinese stuff, you know, all the time, and we can't get much of a foothold in China from America without the Chinese government having its hand in, because they really don't have capitalism in China. What they have is state-sponsored capitalistic communism.
Yeah.
And so the government has its hands in everything. Well, fine. The government has its hands in everything. So government, open up your markets, sell more American stuff. We'll take off the tariffs. Life will be good again.
I feel sorry for the soybean farmers because they seem to be singled out as losing a lot. But it seems to me we used to have farm subsidies for people who, you know, say, we'll pay you not to grow until the market kind of settles down.
You know, the whole point, though, is that what's going on in the Congress now is they continue to try to trash Trump any way they possibly can. And they really don't care how stupid they look. And that's the amazing thing to me, is that Nadler and all his, and Schiff and all these idiots are going to go, you know, we're in a constitutional crisis. We're in a constitutional crisis. The Constitution is in crisis. There is no constitutional crisis. This is the executive branch. They are allowed to conduct investigations. It gets reported to the executive branch. End of story. There's no constitutional crisis at all. I'll tell you, you know what the constitutional crisis is? When Jerry Nadler eats himself a big plate of beans and rice and gets indigestion, he has a constitutional crisis when that happens.
Stop it.
That's about it. That's the only constitutional crisis there is. And I'm going to say one more thing before we head off to break, because I have had a number of people that ask me, what about the comments of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib deemed to be anti-Semitic? And I can tell you that regardless of how it's reported in the media and how it's filtered by certain channels and who gets up there to try to apologize for these two women, I can tell you, because I know it, it's like anything else. You know it when you see it. Anti-Semitic it is. You know, Rashida Tlaib says that the Palestinians welcomed the Jews with open arms to their country and offered them a place of refuge after the Holocaust. Read a book, Rashida, because that's not what happened. The first World Zionist Congress was convened in Basel, Switzerland, by Theodor Herzl in 1897. That is when the movement began to create a Jewish homeland in their ancestral land known as Israel. 1897. There were no Palestinians, Rashida. The people that lived there came from all over the world. They lived in the area known as Palestine, which was a name that was given to it by the Romans, Philistinia, because the Judeans were the ones that fought them the hardest, and even though they ended up victorious over the Judeans, they finally had their last battle up at Masada, which I went to see when I was on my trip. They didn't want to leave the name Judea in place. Judah Maccabee, the great warrior, you know, the Romans came in and said, okay, we're going to call this Philistinia. This is kind of after the Philistines that were back in Samson's days. And the Philistines were sailors. So if you can imagine, the word Palestine literally is descended from the group of people known as sailors, and the only body of water within this Palestinian area was the Jordan River and the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all BS. Nobody welcomed anybody with open arms. The Arabs massacred the Jews in Hebron. which is now in the West Bank, the occupied territory, massacred him in 1929. So this battle has been going on, you know, for time immemorial. And so don't even pay any attention to anything that these two Congress people say. They are there as stooges to try and bring an anti-Semitic bent to the left in America. And they may be succeeding on the left, but you know what else they're doing? They're succeeding in driving some of their people away from the Democrat Party. And well, they should. This is reprehensible. It's shameful.
Yeah.
It's shameful that in this day and age, I would never, as a 62-year-old man, I'm sitting here in my home country where I was born, and I got these morons coming out here and saying the kind of stuff that you would have heard back in the beer hall putsch in 1933 in Germany. It's just awful.
And I think the national media has to take blame because they suck this up. Say, oh, let's get something. What do you say, Alexandra? What do you say? I'm thinking they're one of 300 or 600. I mean, what's going on here that somehow they managed to get the microphone and the camera?
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it really made us feel terrible to watch this happen in America from Israel. And we had a number of conversations with Israelis after that and explained to them that these are people who come from districts where they literally brought hundreds of thousands of immigrants and had them all cluster in one small area so that they could win the vote and get a representative into the Congress. This does not and hopefully will not represent a trend that will continue into the future. I'm hoping that the people in Michigan and Minnesota that see this ridiculous display will decide that, you know, these people aren't really worthy of representing us in the Congress. And in 2020, we're going to vote them out. And I hope that's what happens.
Amen.
We're going to take another break. We've got news coming your way. And then we've got really good news that we're going to finish up with. Good news about Badass Blues coming to you on your telephone, on your computer, and even on your radio. So stay tuned for Badass Blues, the Reader's Digest version. Coming up after the news here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Everyone likes to have choices when they shop, and we're glad that for the last 40 years, we've been one of those choices when you're in the market for pet food, feed, hay, and everything that follows along. When you have to make choices, you evaluate things on more than just price or how big the box is. You start to evaluate selection, convenience, how you're treated, the product knowledge of the employees, and how much your choice supports the community. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we'd love to be your choice in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. By the way, at 3 p.m. this Sunday, the Yavapai Symphony Association presents its last performance of the season, a unique and highly entertaining piano recital by Kenneth Broberg, the silver medal winner at the 2017 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Mr. Broberg will perform a diverse program by Bach, Beethoven, Liszt, and Tchaikovsky. The recital will be in the fabulous Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Purchase tickets by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins with 43 other state attorneys general in suing generic drug manufacturers.
We filed this antitrust lawsuit against 20 of the nation's largest generic drug manufacturers, alleging that there was a broad conspiracy to artificially inflate and manipulate drug prices, reduce competition, and unreasonably restrain trade. I think it sends a very, very strong message that any sort of attempt at some sort of broad or coordinated or systematic campaign to conspire to harm consumers will be dealt with very, very harshly.
The lawsuit impacts more than 100 types of generic drugs sold in Arizona. The federal lawsuit also names 15 senior executives for conspiring on sales, pricing, and operations. Partly sunny, dangerously windy today and this evening, chilling to only 38 overnight with a 30% chance of windy late-night rain. Continued breezy tomorrow with a sunny high of only 61. Warming Saturday to 67, Sunday only 63, with a 30% chance of Sunday early evening rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, dangerously windy, chilling with a 40% chance for late-night rain to a windy overnight low around 46. Warming to a breezy Friday high near 72, Saturday 78, then a 20% chance for Sunday afternoon rain and a partly sunny high near 75, warming up by Wednesday. KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers, cheers to 25 years.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer, state laws apply.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. Chuck Roberts along with Sanford Cohen. We are live in the studio for just a few more minutes. And what better way to finish out the first program that I've been involved with here for about a month and a half. It seems longer. But to talk to you about a brand new radio station that we put on the air. It went full power last week and officially went on the air back on March 5th, I believe it was. March 5th, and it's a one of a kind. It's called Badass Blues.
I remember talking to you when you said you were going to bring this on the air, and you said, Chuck, guess how many blues stations there are in Arizona? One now.
Just one. Well, we can even widen the geographic moniker there, because there are 13 blue stations in the country. 13.
How many in Mississippi?
11 of them in Mississippi. There's one in Chicago, and there's one in Birmingham, Alabama. So we are literally the only all-blue station west of the Mississippi.
Nice.
And people are asking, well, why blues? Well, funny thing about the blues is that there is probably not a better organized group of fans than blues fans. There's the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance puts on blues events here in Northern Arizona in Cottonwood and Flagstaff and Sedona and Prescott. In fact, there's an event coming up this Sunday that we're going to be a part of, and we're going to invite you to it. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you all about it. But also there is the Blues Federation. Badass Blues joined the Blues Federation in Memphis. Our logo is now rotated amongst the members of places where you can get the blues on their website.
Aren't one of the boards?
Well, we're going to get to that too.
Oh, sorry.
But also, there's an International Blues Society that does competitions, and really the headquarters of the blues in the United States is in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's where the Blues Federation, Blues Foundation, is headquartered. So we looked at this, and it's like, you know, we've done all the other radio station formats that you would typically associate, and this was kind of like our last hurrah, and we thought, you know, we're going to do something that we want to do ourselves and not worry about, you know, having a satellite format or some big, you know, music company behind it or anything. A lot of these songs are songs that are just out of my personal collection. And we put this format together and got it on the air literally 4 days before the Colorado River Blues Festival at the Blue Water Resort and Casino in Parker, Arizona. And that's where the radio station is. It's KXBB 101.7 FM, and it's in Parker Dam, so it basically covers the same area as our Jack FM and K-Dam Radio, Best Dam Radio on the River. All three of those stations, that's River Rat Radio Group, over on the river. Now, what we're doing differently this time is that we are adding an online music component to KXBB. And what's cool about it is that you can pick this station up right here, and you can do it by going to your phone or to your computer and typing in badassbluesprescott.com or badassbluescottonwood.com or badassbluessedona.com or badassbluesflagstaff.com, and it will go right to the online stream, and you can listen to the blues. You can cruise to the blues with your Bluetooth, and, you know, thank you, Yavapai County for declaring hands-free media is a must in the car, because, A, you're either going to listen to the radio, the original hands-free mobile media, or you can go to Badass Blues, Cottonwood or Sedona or Prescott.com and just play this through your phone. And it's clear as a bell. It's really awesome audio. I want to see if what we're playing right now, though. Oh, this is a commercial for the Flagstaff Blues and Brews Festival in June.
What is that?
Well, we got some of the old-time Mississippi Delta stuff. We have some Robert Johnson, the guy from the Crossroads in Clarksdale, Mississippi, that really was one of the pioneers of the blues. But we also do the Allman Brothers. Yeah, so we've got Lead Belly and Mississippi John Hurt, and, you know, a lot of these great all-timers, but we also have a lot of stuff that maybe you used to listen to on your classic rock station, like, you know, Eric Clapton and the Allman Brothers.
Tony Joe White's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so we have a real nice spectrum of blues, everything old is new again. But go to our website, go to badassbluesprescott.com or badassbluescottonwood.com. And when you're on the website, check out the liner notes, because basically I just wrote a story about how Badass Blues came to be. And I'll leave you with this. We were listening in Israel to badassbluestelaviv.com, and we were playing it on the music system at a winery event. And people just loved it. What is this music? It's badassbluestelaviv.com. Hey! Yeah, so that's our ninth radio station, and definitely our own personal work of art, I guess, if you want to call it that. But this coming Sunday, we're going to be at the Windsock Lounge at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance Blues Jam. It's free, open to the public. Come on down and hang out with us and with BadassBluesPrescott.com. We'll probably do a few giveaways and fun stuff like that. But big thank you to Scotty O'Neill from NASBA for putting that together. And then last but not least, we got to run a couple of commercials here, but I'm going to tell you about something really special that has taken place with regard to Badass Blues. I still can't believe it. Stay tuned. It's coming your way next here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It's the Jones Ford Verde Valley Spring into Summer event. Over 125 pre-owned vehicles on site. Prices and discounts are clearly marked on every unit. Now through Monday, May 27th. Across the street from Denny's on Highway 89A in Cottonwood. No city sales tax during this event. Huge savings. The time is now.
Hi, Scott Hibbett. Folks, the time is now. There is no city sales tax while we're at this event. We're across the street from Denny's on 89A in Cottonwood.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just a couple minutes left to, Badass Blues, our ninth and latest station, but you can listen to it, even though it's in Havasu, you can listen to it right here. Go to badassbluesprescott.com and tune it in on your phone or on your computer. Sounds beautiful. You'll enjoy it. And one last thing that I just never would have expected happened while I was away and doing part, of course, to Badass Blues getting off to such a nice start. I was appointed to the board of directors of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And literally when I got the call, would you like to be? It's like, well, who wouldn't want to be? Yeah. You know, the president of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame is Hans Olsen, who is a fixture around the state of Arizona, played up here in Prescott many times. He is also the founder of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, which has, I think, something like 40 members. And a number of names that I have, seen through the years, Chico Chisholm being one of them. So I'm looking forward to getting to know the people at the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, and absolutely flattered and honored that they would consider me to be a part of the board of directors, and really excited about it. But we do have a blues jam to deal with first, and that's on Sunday at 2:00 at the Windsock Lounge with the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance. So please stop by anytime between 2 and 4 and enjoy some local blues and maybe some brews.
You got Scotty O'Neill going to be picking in the green and air.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun, and looking forward to a lot of great events coming up. Tonight, however, we're going to find ourselves down at El Gato Azul because Cross-Eyed Possum is playing down there tonight, and Joe Howard from the school superintendent, his twin sons make up that band, and they like to play blues. In fact, I'm told, I don't know which one of the twins, but I'm told one of them plays whippin' post on a stand-up bass with a bow. I gotta see that. That's enough to make me curious. But that's tonight at El Gato Azul, and so if you're around and looking for some good to eat and some nice music from some local musicians, that'd be a great place to do it tonight in El Gato. We've got Mark Levin coming your way next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, and I will reunite, not with Peaches and Herb, but with Mike and the Doc tomorrow on Let's Talk Sports starting at 4:00. And so we'll be looking forward to getting the Three Stooges back together again, albeit for a little while. And we'll be back next week on May 23rd. We are going to be interviewing the new city manager from the town of Cottonwood. So stay tuned for that. And lots more. Glad to be back here in the States. And once again, thank you, Chuck Roberts, for sitting in for me here for the last month and a half. We're going to send you off for more Talk of the Quad Cities. For everybody here at KQ&A, have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson and Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett.